know, they like to do quite a, you know, a number of things. You know, they like to mix it up, kind of keep you off on your guard a little bit, and they'll bring pressure looks from different areas. So, you know, the biggest thing is we got to just watch the film. You know, we got to study them, really game plan them, and really detail what they do, and we'll have a good plan for them.
Can you talk about the importance of protecting yourself? Is there anything aside from them talking to you and you looking at plays that you can do during the week that gets you ready to
No, you know, it's really just keep reminding myself. You know, it's one of those things. You know, as a young quarterback, it's something I'm trying to every day just remind myself. Even when I'm watching film, like how could I have prevented? You know, even in practice, what would I have done there? All those things, and it's something I'm still learning. And I'm, you know, obviously I got to keep learning.
How tough is that balance between wanting to be aggressive and wanting to, you know, stand tough in the pocket and all that, and make a play, and also being smart?
Well, when you're in the pocket, it's a whole different thing. You know, when you're in the pocket, you know, sometimes you got to take shots. You got to, you know, deliver the ball downfield. It's when you're out of the pocket where you got to be smart, and that's something I got to keep learning.
In the time you spent with Roethlisberger before the draft, what did you learn from him?
You know, I didn't spend a lot of time with him, just kind of talked. You know, we didn't really talk a lot about football. We talked, I mean, he's a big outdoorsman guy, and we talked a little bit about our backgrounds and what we like to do off the field. But, you know, he's a great guy, and I'm looking forward to competing against him.
Carson, you're 2-0. First quarterback in NFL history to start that way with no turnovers. As well as you're playing, do you look at the good or do you go, I can be so much better than the good?
Oh, you definitely look at the negative plays. You look at where you can clean things up, where, you know, what'd you miss protection-wise? What kind of throw could you have made to complete it? You know, all those different things. You know, the good plays, they're going to happen. But, you know, we're always trying to just see where we can improve and where we can keep getting better.
Was Roethlisberger somebody you looked up to just because you guys both, you know, similar size, you like to run around with the ball and stuff like that?
You know, watching Big Ben has always been fun. I've always found it intriguing the way, you know, that guy plays the game differently than a lot of guys, and he's fun to watch. You know, that guy can make some really big plays, and it's pretty impressive.
How much does it help you that your head coach, quarterback coach, and offensive coordinator are all former quarterbacks?
It's huge. You know, having them, I could never say enough how much, you know, they understand the game. You know, they get it. They know what it's like as a former quarterback. They know what I'm going through, how I'm seeing things. So it's been huge. Well, first of all, to be compared to a guy like that, that's pretty impressive. You know, I got a long way to go. That's first and foremost. But you know, I've always admired the way he plays. I love how he can extend plays and improvise, and you know, he's not afraid to chuck the ball deep and make some plays. So I definitely admire his game.
Steelers like to produce a lot of zone. How different is that for you as opposed to man? And just mentally, you know, you have to be a little more cognizant of the other guys, not just man on man.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things that every week changes, and you know that we've seen a lot of kind of mixed coverages, both man and zone the last few weeks, and really the Steelers like to play a lot of zone, and that's what they do, and that's what they thrive on, like to bring different pressure looks out of that. So, you know, we'll be ready for it. We've got some good stuff drawn up, and you know, I just got to be really, really smart with how I'm reading things.
Is protecting yourself on the runs, is that different here than it was in college? Guys here look more like at the hit the sideline, where the first guy kind of hit you, and you're on the line, and the other guy came and finished you off. Did that happen as much in college?
Yeah. I mean, it's still football, you know, still getting hit. But yeah, I guess I got to just keep learning here at this level. You know, in college, I ran the ball. We had designed runs, so you kind of go into running back mode. And here, it's not so much the case, so I'm still learning how to protect myself.
So some of your teammates with Jordan Matthews have said that they really can tell how much fun you have breaking down film and the mental aspect of it. I mean, how much do you actually enjoy that part of it in the preparation?
It's fun. You know, it's fun, especially when you're doing it in there with Chase and with Aaron Murray and then breaking it down with your coaches. Really just trying to pick it apart, and it's crazy to see a game plan really come together. You know, you start seeing things, start really understanding. You know, early in the week, you're usually like, holy smokes, how are we going to attack this team? And as the week goes, you really start to just understand it more, and that's always fun. And then you go out there on Sundays and play pretty fast and pretty confidently.
Haven't hit a pass play over 35 yards yet. How important is it to kind of – you take a couple shots – to start hitting those plays, or is it just kind of, hey, let the game come to us, or do you want to go out there and really try to do something?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things. It's all about what the defense is giving you. You know, you got to learn. You got to take what they give you at times, and there's a time to attack and push it down the field. And you know, I thought we've had a really good balance of that. They're not always going to hit. You know, that's kind of the nature of the game. But our big plays will definitely be there.
You have a few schedule plays where they, you know, you've gotten pressure and you've gotten out of the pocket, and I see you communicating with your receivers. How's that communication coming? Because those plays could be big for you guys down the road.
Yeah, it's huge. You know, I always tell those guys they're never dead on any of their routes. You know, there's always an opportunity for me to extend plays, and it's one of those things where we're still working through it. You know, guys, we feel like we have really good communication about, you know, where they're going once I do break the pocket. But a lot of it's really just instinctive and making a play.
What drives your work ethic? Is that something that you learned from a family member, or is that something you've had since you drive?
It's really just kind of my innate nature. You know, I think that's kind of how the good Lord wired me. You know, whatever it is I'm doing, I really want to just excel and really push myself to be the best that I can be. And a lot of that is how I'm wired and really my upbringing. You know, that's kind of in North Dakota growing up, there's a lot of things that we do, and just you really earn everything you get. So that's kind of how I'm wired.
When you look at Chase and his influence, can you talk a little bit about the schedule that he's kind of helped you create, yep, and what kind of influence he's been?
Yeah, Chase has been great. You know, he's been with Drew Brees. He's been with Alex Smith. He's been with some good quarterbacks, and really he's a true professional, you know, and he knows what it takes to prepare and what it's like. So coming in and having him, you know, kind of help kind of create a schedule, and I can more or less just take what schedule he's been using for 8 years, you know, and that's been huge. You know, the last 2 weeks I felt more than prepared, and he's been a big part of that.
Of course, when you watch tape and you see yourself and take some of the hits that you do take, I assume you do. Any that make you cringe or,
I don't know, cringe, but you know, I'm mad at myself just as much. You know, I don't want to take those hits by any means. So it's something, again, I'm still learning, and I can tell myself over and over again, but it's one of those things when you're in the heat of battle, it's just I almost got to just keep reprogramming myself.
As far as the time you spent with Roethlisberger, what's the impetus for that? Was it your agency? Was it something you sought out? How did that work out?
Yeah, it was through our agency. You know, we have the same agent and everything, so it was cool to really meet up with him and get to know him a little bit, and I'm looking forward to playing him and getting to know him even more.
Given what you guys have done so far, as a team, do you view this game playing for the benchmark against where you are against a team like Pittsburgh, some of the top teams in the league?
You know, every week you're trying to see where you're at. You know, it's cool to be 2-0, and we've done some good things, but every week you're trying to see where you're at and where you measure up. You know, the Steelers present a big challenge. You know, they do, and I think we'll be ready for it.
Let's take more questions.
What's the accelerated timeline with the short week? What does it mean for you?
You know, it hasn't changed a lot. It really just the off day really was non-existent, so to speak, was the biggest thing. And but other than that, you know, we feel good. We feel comfortable. It's a lot for a lot of guys. It's physically just making sure your body's ready to go come Sunday afternoon.
Speaking of that, pretty sore.
I don't know. Feeling pretty good. Feeling good.
As a rookie quarterback, what's the value of the way the defense is playing?
It's huge. You know, the defense and special teams have been tremendous. You know, these have been amazing team wins. You know, it hasn't been the offense, hasn't been just the defense. It's all of us, all three phases. So that's been huge, and especially for me. You know, we've gotten, I don't know what our field position numbers are or anything, but we feel like we've started with good field position. So defense, special teams, offense, you know, we feel like we got something special going here.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks.